Hello everyone, my name is Jian Liu. I just did my PhD in September at the Department of Soil and Environment, Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences. And I will present something. Part of my PhD work is about phosphorus leaching as influenced by animal manure. And first of all, I would like to thank for my supervisors and co-authors. They are Helena Aronson, who is not here, but Lars Backstrom, who is here, and Barbara Julian, who is not here, but Karin Blomberg, who is sitting there, from the same university as me, and also Andrew Shapley from Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Science, Arkansas University. As we all know, manure from animal productions, they contain a lot of phosphorus, and phosphorus losses to waters cause eutrophication problems, such as the Baltic Sea. Like in 2005, there was algae bloom, and phosphorus can be lost from soil to water by surface runoff and also leaching. In the conditions where the hydrological conditions are are favorable for leaching, leaching can be substantially high. This is why I worked on leaching. And the phosphorus leaching can be affected by source factors, mobilization, and transport pathways. Phosphorus can be added to soil in manure and fertilizers, and part of this phosphorus can be lost directly as particulate P or dissolved reactive P. Also, phosphorus from the fertilizers and manures, they contribute to build up soil P pools. Then the soil P pool can be solubilized as DRP or detached with particles as particulate P. And then the DRP can be taken up by plant, which can be removed by harvest of crops, but the crops can also release phosphorus after freezing thawing. Then DRP can be lost through both preferential flow pathways and matrix pathways. Particulate P can be lost in preferential pathways. Three studies were carried out to investigate how short-term and long-term applications of animal manure influence phosphorus leaching and to propose recommendations to farmers. And there are three sites were involved in my study. They are Mallowby Sand, which was a cropland, but it had animal productions before 1983. That means it received huge amounts of phosphorus in manure. And firstly, the sand, firstly the clay, they are both croplands which were applied with mineral fertilizers. And at the Mallowby Sand, there was a field leaching experiment established in 1983 to look at effect of manure applications and catch crops on nutrient leaching. In the field, the field plots are separately drained, and the water were collected. I had two topsoil lysimeter. In 2009, we went out to took soil lysimeters from the three sites and then bring them to the laboratories for leaching studies. Therefore, I had two topsoil lysimeter studies. The first one was to look at how soil types and manure application methods affected phosphorus leaching. Then we used burslite clay and burslite sand, and then in the laboratory we applied slurry on the soil surface or incorporated or applied mineral P, and there was also control treatment without P applications. Then we simulated the rain both before and after P applications. The second lysimeter study was to look at how long-term and the recent manure applications affected P leaching. Then we selected different treatments from the Mellowby long-term experiment. This includes mineral P treatment, low slurry treatment, high slurry treatment, and we also included one control treatment from Bursley sand, and then in the laboratory to apply slurry, and then simulate rain both before laboratory, both before and after laboratory P applications. And the third study, we look at that how phosphorus leaching was like in the field treatments, and also we used the model to simulate phosphorus leaching for the treatments. This include mineral P treatment, low rate of slurry, high rate of slurry, both with and without catch crops. And these three soils, they all had high and similar phosphorus sorption capacities. But I should stress that because this study was done in Sweden, so the contact is a bit different from US. Like if we say low rate is like 30 kilo P per hectare, and high rate it was 44 kilo P per hectare, and mineral P was 22 kilo per hectare. In the laboratory, we just applied 22 or 30 kilo P per hectare. And here is where the Mellowby and Bursley site are located. They are just on the coast of Sweden. And these two sites are quite close to each other. In the field, we use the tractor loader of the tractor to press down the lysimeters and then dig them out. Looks like this. And the size was 20 by 20 centimeters. And that was on the right was the rain simulation equipment. And in the field, those the drainage from each plot was recorded by the tipping bucket. And then there was a data logger which recorded phosphorus, which recorded water flow. And then the water samples were flow proportionally sampled to and analyzed for phosphorus. And we used the ice cream model to simulate phosphorus losses. And we tested different P pools. One pool was based on measured PHCl, but which didn't well describe sorption desorption processes. And one simulation was to test when we set the initial phosphorus P pools as a zero to mimic low desorption of phosphorus. Okay, then let's have a look at some results. For the soil types, we found that after P applications to the clay soils with the macro pore flow pathways, phosphorus leaching significantly increased compared to before. And this one was the control without P applications. After P application, there was no change, but for the other three P applications, phosphorus leaching increased, and the highest leaching was from when the slurry was applied on the soil surface, and the incorporation of slurry reduced phosphorus leaching by around 50%, but there was still risk of leaching. And for the phosphorus applications to sandy soils with sufficient phosphorus sorption capacities, there was no change of lithium after P applications. Also the and also please note the scale was different. And this was the similar study was found in the field where we took the soil lysimeters. We can see in the plots at Bursley, the phosphorus lithium was higher than at the Mellowby, and also there was indication for when we incorporated slurry in the field, phosphorus lithium was also reduced compared to applied on the soil surface. But this doesn't mean there was no risk of phosphorus leaching from sandy soils. And here, when we look at the long-term manure applications to the Mellowby soil, the phosphorus concentrations from the top soils was rather high after long-term applications. And for the Bursley without manure applications, it was relatively low. And these concentrations of phosphorus in the water was well correlated with the degree of phosphorus saturations in these soils. After we applied one single dose of slurry in the laboratory, DRP concentrations significantly increased, but total P didn't. But again, when we look at the soil profiles with a 1 meter deep, there was the phosphorus leaching from Mellowby sand was actually very low, despite of they received large amounts of phosphorus in history. And this was because this soil had a very high sorption capacity, especially in the subsoil. This means soil phosphorus sorption desorption characteristics are crucial in P leaching from sandy soils. And when we used the model to simulate phosphorus leaching, when we used the original P pools, which didn't well describe sorption desorption processes, phosphorus leaching was was well overestimated. But when we used the zero P pools, then the leaching was rather similar to the measurements. And this means there was something missing in the model. This was the descriptions of sorption desorption processes. And this definitely needs improvement. Therefore, my conclusions are recent manure applications to well-structured clay soils cause a high risk of P leaching from top soils. Such P applications should be followed by incorporation or avoided during wet seasons. Applications of moderate to high risk of P in peak slurry to sandy soils with high sorption capacities didn't cause a risk of P leaching, but over-fertilization of phosphorus should be always avoided to prevent saturation of soil P. And the third conclusion is that phosphorus sorption desorption processes dominated by iron and aluminum oxides regulate P mobility in many soils, and therefore must be included in P models, such as the ice cream model we widely used in Sweden. Okay. Thank you very much for your attention.